Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Come on. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me.
I like it like that.
She working that back. I don't know how to act.
Slow motion for me. See, y'all don't know nothing. This is just my homeboys right here. Y'all don't know nothing about this.
Tommy, Shreethan says Tommy needs to watch less iShow Speed and more Tony Siragusa.
For Twitter.
I'd be like, hey, Tommy. I'm going to be watching football with my son. He goes, ooh, the cheetah. We'd be like, you see number 92, Zach Sealer?
Wait a minute. So he can get away with saying that about your boy, your only son, but I'm being called a fat shamer? He put your son host time. He put him in the trenches at 8.
You opened the door.
Son, you might want to watch Zach Sealer. But he's got a cool celebration. You ever hear of Sealer and on up? Oh,
Dude, that's some of your best work right there, Ethan. Some of your best work.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Zion Williamson's skinny now.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
You know what? It's the evolution of the sports body. I keep telling you that. Stop it.
Pretty wild.
Charles Barkley went through the same thing, and he makes more fun of him than anybody.
He does.
Y'all remember fat-ass Charles?
The round mound of rebound.
No, that wasn't him.
What?
That was his nickname.
That was his nickname? Who else did they call? They said that about?
No one. Okay. You can't give two nicknames. We talked about this.
But I'm just saying, you know, as you get older, your body matures. Mm. But for, like, hey, show me a picture with Chuck that thin.
Oof.
During his career.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Chuck make fun of him. That's what's crazy.
Oh, man.
What kind of hurts the most, though?
What does?
When a bigger person calls you fat?
Mm.
My brother is bigger than me. He's been bigger than me and our entire life. Sometimes he looks at me, he's like, I'm getting a little fat. Nothing hurts more than that.
Jeez.
No, but that's like, you know what? If you're in a relationship, it happens even worse.
Oh,
right?
Because
for some reason, I don't know why women think they could just put just out there. She said, hey, big fella, you might want to put that cake down and go ahead on and eat some fruit. I'm like,
who says that? Right?
I said, what?
In her defense, your shin did collapse under the pressure not that long after.
My shin?
Yeah. Didn't your leg break somehow?
Yeah, and she wouldn't let me go get it medically checked. Right? She's like, nah, you just got a bruise. Really? Because I can't walk. I'm like, wait a minute. But you know, I can't listen.
Hey, no disrespect, but
you can't go. You can't go at your wife or your significant other like they can come after you. Because you're supposed to be a big boy.
Deshaun Watson didn't play this weekend.
I don't know why.
He should get some reps.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
He should get some. Oh, he is coming. Oh, like he's. Is he gonna be ready? Like he's got the shoulder thing, right?
Yeah. No, he's fine. But I don't know why everybody wanted to talk to him. Let him play some football. Know what I'm saying?
Talk to Flacco. By the way, they're showing some pictures of him at a camp right now. Did you see Jaime Jaquez embarrassing kids at his camp?
Oh, yeah. See, look, can I just say this? Here's what happens. They come out there and they want to embarrass you in front of their friends. And you're a competitor first.
That's right.
So,
got to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, this is multiple children.
Oh my god.
Clamps.
Wait, did you see that hop skipping the jump?
Well, listen.
Clamps.
Rams.
Wow, he put the.
Oh, oh no.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Jaime did say he had one goal coming into the offseason.
Yeah.
Be a lockdown defender.
Look at that.
Those kids, no one, none of the kids are allowed to get a free pass past Jaime.
Yeah, you know, and then because even if you try to be nice and let the kids feel good, like Tyreek Hill does in his camps, people, there's always going to be those guys. Yeah, online, but I can't believe a kid.
Tyreek did just
that
got sued for putting a big girl on skates.
Yeah, well, I mean, shouldn't have pressed.
Okay,
he says she tripped over his dog.
Huh?
He claims she tripped over the dog. I believe.
Yeah. No.
That was what the settlement read, indeed.
That's what I told somebody who wanted to say.
Well, there's not a settlement.
No, it wasn't.
It's going to trial, but apparently it's going to trial. What did Andy Slater report? I think it's going to trial next season, like November of next season, and I think it's going to take like 3 weeks. Maybe there will be a settlement in the in-between.
Yeah. I can't keep up with Tyreek Hill's off-the-field shenanigans.
It's a lot of off-the-field shenanigans.
He has a lot of stuff.
You look at him on the field.
At least he stayed away from the docks this offseason.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Thankfully.
The docks.
The docks. I mean, he over there like Tony,
dude,
Tony Soprano. Like, I own these docks.
I need him to slap somebody up over some mahi.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
Gotta appreciate it. Consistent.
Listen, not for nothing. I did run somebody down.
Oh, yeah.
So,
No.
Let me explain this.
No.
Let me explain the story.
Inexcusable, dude.
I pull up to a stop sign. I go to pull out. Some kid ran his stop sign because it was three-way stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped. And then he throws his hands up at me. So I followed him.
See that? That is the problem.
I'm like, no. So I said, followed him. He got to say, can I help you? I said, you ran a stop sign and you threw your hands up at me. You got something you want to say now?
Ooh. Yeah, did he?
No, he said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
I'm sorry,
say next time, be careful.
Yeah. What about the beat the brakes off of you?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I said if you was like, you got something to say? Because, you know, or like, yeah.
I may beat the brakes off of you.
How long did you follow him for?
Like half a block.
Nah.
It was in like a, I was leaving a golf course and it was in like a, you know, development or whatever.
Pensacola. He followed him to Pensacola.
No, not like the lady that had a poop diaper.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that lady? She drove all the way to Houston.
What did she do that for?
Dedication.
To get her somebody was cheating or her ex or something.
You can't be showing up with a poop diaper if you have to. You're making this point for him.
Do you see why I'm cheating?
Wait, man. Once you have made that level of commitment, there is nothing that's stopping you from getting there. So I like, but you are making this point. That's what I mean, officer.
900 miles.
Stinks.
That's crazy.
Oof.
Oof.
Yikes.
Come on.
Anyway, take a break. We got Mike McDaniel talking some Odell.
Oh, no. We don't have enough show left. I heard it.
We'll make it. I think we'll make it.
Okay. All
right. Take a break. Back with more shenanigans after this.
How long will I slide?
No, you nailed it.
Hey, I can give you the first couple of two or three words of every song you play.
Me.
Yeah.
All right.
I got this one. I know this is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you know how specifically I want you to know, because this guy over here, he yells at me sometimes because of this, Leroy. It's My Love of You. And this one over here, too, as well, The Birderer. They yell at me all the time. I like giving you, specifically, Leroy, a few seconds of the music, right? Just so you know we're back, because you don't do clean feed. And also because
it's because you wipe your ass with copyright laws. That's why.
You've literally
got us shut down by every network there is.
Copyright, schmoppy right.
No lie. We literally are like 96.5 HD.
I go to our YouTube every day at 2:05. It's like blocked.
No. Demonetized.
No, not always. Sometimes it's
demonetized.
Sometimes it's demonetized. Like they take away all of our views.
So just out of curiosity, you have to get the rights, even though your company may have them.
If your company has them, then you're fine.
No, we're fine.
But a lot of the times what happens is there's a lot of AI on YouTube and Twitch. So it's not even like, even if you ask, they can yank you sometimes. Sometimes even your own videos get yanked. One time I did a one time I posted a press conference I shot and edited. It was an Eric Spoelstra like playoff press conference, and Fox tried to like,
what?
Like, you guys don't even have NBA rights.
What do you mean?
And, like, it was the only time I ever had to like write YouTube and be like, hey, I think you guys are making a mistake. Because like this, it was some news happened in that press conference. I don't remember what, but they kept saying this is right. This is the rights of First Things First on Fox Sports. I'm like, pretty sure it's not. So you got to be careful. Wow. That being said, you've taken a poop on copyright. Well,
your copyright's copyright, dude. Who's monetizing off these videos? That's what I want to know.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about them. I won't care about the views. And nobody's like, it'll be like, well, why did we stop on 400 today? Oh, because Frog Boy got us knocked off the internet.
I mean, NBC, dial it back a little bit.
Oh, you can't. Dude, they're doing that. Like, still, they're poaching and they're like suspending Twitter accounts with Olympic stuff up there.
So crazy.
They're trying to wipe Reagan off the internet.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I think she might be.
Why?
That.
Was she at UFC?
No, she was not. But somebody mocked the. Somebody won
it.
The fight. She won the fight and she started doing the dance.
I've been seeing that. Yeah,
it was great.
That's cool.
What dance?
She started, like, this Australian fighter won this weekend on UFC on the undercard, and she started doing the...
Where you, like, lay down.
Like, all the things that have... those are the things. Like, she started doing all her moves.
So you know everybody's doing it on TikTok Instagram, so they can't get banned, too?
They can.
Like, what is this world coming to?
That's right, Leroy.
First of all, she can't dance. She's becoming more famous by not being able to dance and everybody mimicking her.
Yep.
That's not, we're making fun of you.
Doesn't matter. She doesn't see it that
way. Right. So what? And now they're getting banned?
Yes.
You know how this all could have went away? If she would have got banned from the Olympics.
Well, she banned the sport from the Olympics. Well,
right.
Marcos was telling us had to do with music rights.
Wow.
Which he also is like,
right, wait. So let me get this straight, Marcos.
Yes.
You know why
the
Olympics is canceling a sport.
For sure.
About copyright.
Yeah.
Yet you hose down everything.
Yep.
Like, I don't.
I'll tell you what. Well, first of all, I do it for you, Leroy. But you know what? You're done. You're not getting any more previews.
I don't need to. Listen.
Right. No, that's fine. You got us banned for 10-year-old Tavon Austin West Virginia footage.
Which is it's a YouTube video. YouTube, how are you banning me from putting a YouTube video on YouTube? 25 million views on that. Crazy, dude. What are we doing here?
So we got banned from showing.
Just for that episode. Yeah.
Showing. A video we got on.
I think that one actually got banned on Twitch. I don't know if it got banned on YouTube.
It was a YouTube video that I showed on YouTube, and they're like,
but we're also on Twitch.
That's true.
We're on multiple platforms, that's Marcos. True. You gotta count for all these.
Well, Schmeath and switch over to YouTube.
What do we need to do that we can show stuff?
Nothing. There's nothing we can do.
Can we just, instead of showing real videos, can we just start doing reenactments?
Yeah, that's good.
I would say don't show game broadcast videos or event broadcast videos. I would not play those.
What did I play during Mixed Bag? Have I already violated
that? No, you played like a, if you play like a social media clip, like that's not
good.
A big deal.
Yeah, yeah,
but if you played a social media clip of a game, you're just asking for it, Marcos.
Yeah,
you can't loophole like that. Be like, but I got it from Twitter.
He knows.
Sometimes rules don't make sense.
But you know what?
Of course he knows.
This is your fault.
What? Yeah.
You're the one that starts it.
Yeah.
Hey, have a little fun, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You do that.
I know what the rules are.
I'm yelling at both of you, and you don't listen. You're like,
now you get mad at him.
What is the last?
He's learning from the best.
Last time I got copyright flagged.
I am easily impressionable. It's not my fault.
Wow.
You're a grown man, it's your birthday today.
Is it?
Wait. Hey, and playing dumb does not help.
Oh, I didn't know. I was just trying to make my
Okay, look, you pulled up to a red light at 3 in the morning. Every light is red. No one's going. You're going to stay there the whole time? Or sometimes do you bend the rules a little bit, huh?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, but how many times?
How many times are you going to bend the rules before you stop?
Have you ever been to the islands? Those islanders? He goes, no, man. That red light is just a suggestion.
He's a suggestion. You've bent the rules while getting 9 red light camera tickets. Continuing to run the red light.
And I'm basically, what you're doing is looking up at the red light camera and smiling.
No, I'm saying they should change that camera as I run through it every time. It's a violation of my ride.
I have a friend that used to refer to stop signs as the Miami slide. Like, instead of fully stopping, he would just be like, oh, okay, cool. Just keep going.
There's a Miami slide going on down the street right now.
Yeah, we've seen the cop. There's some cop intervention. Something they got a street blocked off. But I told Tobin, it's 80, was that 80,
79?
82nd, no, 80.
Something like that. That's one,
79th.
It's in the 80s.
It's 79th right there, right? Or like 81 or, it's close or 82, right. And there's a supermarket on the corner because that goes all the way down to 95.
Yeah.
There's probably some action over there. Because I went into that grocery store one time, once.
Mm.
I was like, yikes.
Bravo? You know? I think it's a Bravo?
No, it's not a Bravo. It's called something.
It's a fish and meat market.
Super Saver or something like that.
Safeway.
No, I don't know. I just know that I went in and went out, and that was it.
By the way, while you're looking out there, why don't you give us a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right. Look at that. On TV, you got a weather screen. We got to just roll this puppy up. Oh, there's a new cop facing the other way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. It is extremely cloudy with some lightning and rain, hence... That's probably the same as calling them thunderstorms. The wind is coming out of the west at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's a little bit cooler because it's been so wet. And again, be careful out there because I'm telling you, I see cop cars, I see rain, I see lightning. And last time we got rain like this, we almost didn't make it out of the Brickell. What is it? We got to be about 84, 85 degrees.
Oh, what's he at, Frog Boy?
It is currently 83 degrees. Thunderstorms in the area for sure. There is, for rusty. Once, a... Yeah, right? They got to put some oil on that. Joe Rose's spit everywhere.
I don't know what's going on there, dude.
Special marine warning, by the way, guys.
Spit my creamer into that mic.
So he's the creamer thief, huh?
Yes. He's the
creamer. Joe Rose is the creamer thief.
You found out?
Wait, no. Wow.
So
after you first stole of all, from whore Tamara?
No. Tamara and Julie Guy, they all made it sound like it was me. I'm like, so yeah, I opened up your, you know, creamer, because I bring creamer all the time. Mm. Nobody else bring creamer. They say, well, it's somebody else. I say, okay. So we made up or whatever. I brought 2 big bottles of creamer. So I said, look, fresh bottles. So then she says, well, me, you bring creamer, and Dina B. So I said, okay, well, the next time I see Dina B, I'm going to go and tell her. Like, yeah, I'm taking it. So I go in there, tell a story. They're laughing because, you know, she goes, it's not you. She says, Joe drinks 5 to 6 cups of coffee
a day.
A lot of
coffee. Oh, he does drink a lot of coffee.
And he's the only one here, and he's creamering it on up for everyone. He gives the indication that he's in here drinking black coffee.
Well, he takes like but he drinks to start the day. He has like a Dunkin' one that's like,
right.
Yeah.
But he comes in and pours the cream in that.
He does?
Yes. He has like 5 cups of coffee a day. He's drinking all the creamer.
So he just doesn't like the Dunkin' Donuts creamer?
He doesn't go. Mm. So I know what I'm doing. Mm? I'm going, give me $20.
Wow.
Why? I say, so you don't have to worry about creamer. You can go in there. I'll make sure there's creamer in there.
What if, just hypothetically, because he ain't listening. What if we have a dummy creamer?
Oh my!
Damn. Are we starting to crap?
Please.
Wait, so should we?
I don't know.
Oh, this is good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about a creamer with, like, mayonnaise in it?
No, wait.
Yeah, this is good.
Wait, we gotta be creative.
just chew on that for a minute.
Tomorrow.
Chew on that.
Elmer's glue.
X-Lax?
Oh! I wasn't gonna go that direction.
Hey, I did that to my offensive lineman one time. me and Tommy Vardell. So, we were practicing every morning. Me and Tommy, like, once or twice a week, we bring donuts for the running backs, right? So we have, like, 12 donuts in there. We go to walkthrough. We come back. All the donuts be gone, right? I go in the offensive line room. I say, hey, quit eating the donuts. Else what? I say, just stop eating the donuts, man. Like, you want some, I'll bring you some. Don't eat the donuts. Okay. Next day, they're gone. So, following day, me and Tommy Vardell, right? Took some X-Lax. They were in pill form.
Oh, no.
Crushed them up like sprinkles, and put them on top of the donuts, right? We get out to practice. I say, who ate the donuts? I told y'all stop eating my donuts. Else what? What you gonna do? I said, well, don't worry about it, because in a few minutes, we gonna know who ate the donuts. One by one. I say, oh, donuts, huh? Donuts, huh? So everybody's laughing. So Bill got mad at us because, like, we're all dying laughing because, and I said, hey, I told him don't eat the donuts. Now you got to wonder if the donuts are real or fake. Oh, it was hilarious.
Wait, so Bill Belichick did not laugh or he didn't?
No, he didn't laugh. You know how serious he is about football? We try to play football. We're in the back of the huddle, lining as a lineman after lineman, tight cheeking out. Guess what? Never had to worry about another donut being eaten.
Point for Leroy. Oh,
it was hilarious. But it was well worth.
So wait, did you get fined?
No! No!
Warren, did he have any questions?
Certain things just happen. It's like with the guy that got the $5,000 for riding naked through the crowd,
that's
right?
Good. That's funny.
There's certain things that, like, what do you do? Like, I'm more than sure Bill Belichick did not think that when he came out to practice today, he was going to lose three offensive linemen because of bubble guts, right? Because we put X-Lax on donuts.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm in there having sex.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to All Right on No here in just a second to close this out. But first, a training camp update. Sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors and get real-world experience. The best part? You can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Today, Mike McDaniel spoke to the media at length. I'm going through it right now. It was long. 5-minute answer on the backup quarterback.
I saw it was like 23, 24 minutes total.
Is that how long? It feels like it's been longer than that. Anyway, he
29 minutes. Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. It was a doozy today.
For sure.
Knew we were in for one. He hadn't talked in 2 days. It's a long time for him not to be in front of microphones.
Pent up.
But anyway, let's give you a little bit of this because it seems to be right now, I'd say, the biggest mystery surrounding the Miami Dolphins, and that is the health of Odell Beckham Jr., who, it's been a mystery.
Ain't no mystery to me no more. After that video.
Mike McDaniel, he said he's been told that OBJ is, rehabbing the right way from people who have played with him before. So here is Mike McDaniel.
I've learned about Odell is he is putting his best foot forward. He's had some guys on this team that he has been teammates with on previous teams, whether in college or in the pros.
Children.
And the way he's committed, they've really reassured me on,
we're on the air,
how this is the best version of a rehab and meeting room version of Odell.
Oh, like, wow.
He's really going after it. But I promise you, he didn't sign up for that. So I know there will be progression. There'll be progression. There's been progression every week. But I just know what he signed up for. What we signed up with him is for a development within the offense during the course of the season to be at our best and have. Be at our best when our best is required.
Huh.
I'm sorry. That
you know what?
That was about OBJ for about 30 seconds.
Can I just say this?
Yep.
I came late.
Yep.
And I feel I didn't miss anything.
You didn't.
Pretty much. Except for apparently Jalen Ramsey's a snitch.
He goes, he was his teammate. Jalen Ramsey! We know you like talking to Jalen Ramsey. It's Jalen Ramsey. Do they have any other Ram or anybody else who's played with Odell?
I can't think of it. No, off the top of my head.
Nope. Well, Jalen Ramsey was telling me.
No other Cleveland.
Any other LSU Tigers Giants that have been playing?
No, Jarvis Landry's not there. Yeah. He's old.
Anyway, let's get to All Right or No.
Oh, let's do it.
Leroy, my all right.
Yep.
Goes to one Dan Hooker. Taking the mojo of the show and getting a victory. He is now going to be in the top five come tomorrow's rankings.
Friend of the show.
He says he wants to fight for the BMF belt. Sounds like he's going to be fighting Charles Oliveira, though, next. So that's a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my all right. Fantastic performance this past weekend. As in, right. Also one guy I have not talked about today, Storm Duck.
Oh!
Continues to flock to the football.
Yes.
What a great job by him. Undrafted rookie free agent.
Is he getting any run with the first team?
Right. He is not.
He's playing with the scrub quarterbacks, too.
He is playing with the scrub quarterbacks. Okay. That's true. That is true. But, you know,
he's facing other teams, Mike White's and Derek. Yeah.
Tell you what else
Mike White's and.
Tell you what else he's facing.
What?
No completions. Because he's right there.
Okay.
Deflecting.
I got you.
My oh no goes to time.
What?
Oh, no.
I got 7 hours and 15 minutes to the Love Island reunion tonight.
Oh, God.
What am I going to do? I got to get to 9 o'clock tonight on Peacock.
All righty.
How long do you think it's going to be? Like 2 hours?
The reunion tonight? I would venture to guess it's going to be multiple parts, JFig. I think we'll get many of episodes this week. Yeah, usually reunions are not just a one-off. If it is, I expect 3 hours of Love Island tonight.
3 hours?
There's so many.
Are you serious? You're gonna sit in front of a TV and watch 3 hours of a reunion show that sucks?
Reunions are the best. What do you mean?
The
whole point of watching a reality show is the reunion.
Like 50 episodes,
dude. I'm telling
you, don't need a reunion. You should already know.
Here's the thing: they've all gotten into scandals in the time that they've been off the show. There's been scandals. Sex tape leaks, breakups, newfound fame.
Wow.
We need to figure out where everybody's at.
For research purposes, who?
One guy got canceled.
Kendall?
Kendall?
Yeah, Kendall.
Oh, it was him?
Yep.
Got canceled?
Read that.
He didn't get canceled. Another guy got canceled.
Who got canceled?
Kane, who nobody liked anyway.
I always wonder.
Kane.
Question.
But he's not allowed on the reunion. They kicked him off the reunion.
I always wonder, how close am I to getting canceled?
A lot of garbage.
Like, because you never know.
You say some cancelable things, Leroy.
No, I don't.
But you're also very lovable.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah,
like, I don't. Like, I don't. Like, hey. Hey, man.
What? It's your turn. All right, I don't know. What do you got?
Listen,
I don't want you to give me examples.
Like, please remember stop. That time? Listen, my all right. I was gonna give it to old Hook, but I'm gonna give it to Duplessis.
Duplessis.
Because, like, these guys been going at it for a while. I don't think people realize.
Mm.
For you to have a grudge with somebody and then you choke them out,
yeah.
That's like a man's man. Take a nap. Go to sleep.
You said he's a man's man?
Yeah.
Right, explain this.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, man's man.
You going to go tell him? Because he just choked out who we thought was the great.
And all that for sure.
Right. You going to tell him?
I think it's just South Africa.
Yeah, I know it's a South African.
South Africa.
According to him, it is a celebration mankini.
It's the Borat.
Hey, yeah. So check this out.
Very nice.
Like, isn't it weird when you say African?
Hmm? Well, that's how the whole controversy
I know.
Got to.
Right. That's what I mean,
said,
I get it.
It's kind of what upset Izzy in the first place.
If somebody says they're African, like, I mean, like, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, no?
Listen, Izzy.
Oh.
Izzy.
Oh, no.
Man, I've watched you dominate the sport. I watched one of the greatest moments when you made some fighter's little kid take a nap. Right? It was, I don't know if I should have been ashamed for taking so much joy in that. You know, it was hilarious.
Izzy Adesanya and Jaime Jaquez just right. Making kids cry.
But you can't get choked out. You can't. That's like Tyson losing in the, right? That's like Tyson.
He was very respectful in losing, although I do think people are right. We're saying he's only respectful in losing because if he were to win, he would have twerked over Jerkus Duplessis' body.
Yes! Well, yeah, he did. Like, remember, he said he's petty.
Yes.
So,
he's
like,
a very sore winner.
You think they fight again?
I don't think so. Not
for what?
I don't know what Izzy does next, to be honest with you. I really don't.
I'm kind of done.
It's kind of a weird situation because he's lost to the two guys who are at the top of the division right now, and then he's beaten everybody else. So there's really nobody for him to fight.
Right.
It's a strange thing. The only
unless
thing
he fights one of them guys again.
Yeah, but they got to fight first. Right. So.
Man. It wasn't that long ago when we were saying this might be the greatest guy to ever do it.
He was great. And then I think if I had to look at the landscape, the only thing that really makes sense probably is if he were to go up to 205 to fight Pajeda at that weight, where Pajeda has the belt now, and do a trilogy.
He probably shouldn't be going up.
Probably shouldn't, but I'm trying to think like what's left for him to do. You know, like that's the only thing.
No, we can't. Hey, Dolphin King, listen. You jackasses out there. Stop. We're not your show ponies. Stop making everything you think is funny and cute. Put it on the dartboard of doom.
Right.
We also have J-Fig on this show.
But if you do want to talk
she
show
she cannot
ponies.
Wear a mankini.
Right. But if you do want to use the word show pony, you can get a month free of Blue Chew.
Which apparently that outfit was sponsored by.
J-Fig, what do you got for All Right or No?
Well, I had a pretty great busy weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
My all right goes to Maren Morris.
Was it good?
Witnessed her slay.
Was it good?
Oh my god, it was amazing.
Did she let you just pick the playlist?
Oh yeah.
A lot of the songs I had in my playlist that I had sent over were sung.
Did she like say, "What do you guys want to hear next?" or something? I think that's the coolest thing.
That is cool. You get to just like live interact with the audience.
Yep,
that's great.
A concert I went to in April had that whole thing happen. So
you know what's weird? I know who she is, but I didn't realize how much I listened to her music.
She
is like a quiet, like
killed it.
Yeah,
it was amazing, and it's so effortlessly. Just she's just amazing. Like her voice just comes out.
All right,
hey. It's amazing.
Hey, Stunt Steve, Sideshow Bob. Mm. I mean, you guys are a bunch of welchers, so no one would actually do it. Like, yeah. Wow.
Is he with us or against us?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a carnival barker.
Know. Yep.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Anyway.
What's your oh no?
My oh no is yesterday I went to a brunch and a concert all on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun, but the aftermath, not so much.
So hangover's your own
hangover, huh?
It's not even that. It's kind of like, I guess, too much activities, too much.
Ah, so you being washed is the oh no.
Basically, yeah.
Oh no.
Frog boy, it is your day of birth.
Yes, yes. It is.
That's an all right
birthday.
Oh, that's an all right okay. for a group. All right
to you.
Happy birthday.
Right.
Happy birthday.
Wow. Hey, beautiful. Blue eyes.
To you.
Shut it down and let him get to his.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy yeah. birthday, Frog Boy.
Somebody said they went to the Pat Benatar. Oh, you got to be my age. Pat Benatar?
Old school.
Yep.
Old so, what do you got, Marcos?
My all right. Goes to my favorite safety in the game. Actually, my favorite football player in the game, a friend of this station, the snowman himself, Javon Holland. He was on the pivot recently.
Yeah.
He had some specific rules about when entering his home. And no matter how hard that menace Channing Crowder tried to push back, he stood firm.
Sure, this is clean?
You know what? I'm not. So
are we
going to
get.
Either way, I want your guys' opinion on it. Javon Holland says when you enter his home, you have to take your shoes off.
I know no people
problem.
Like that.
No problem with that.
Channing Crowder says, I'm 40. I'm an adult. I'm not taking off my shoes when I enter your home.
That's rude.
Javon Holland says, well, you're not invited to my home then. But what are your guys' rules? Are you a shoes off, shoes on? You don't care kind of person.
I don't have carpeting, so I don't really care.
You don't really care.
I don't have a lot of carpeting either, but I know a lot of people that take them off. Like when I have my sister-in-law's kids and her kids' kids and when they have a whole bunch of kids, when I go by my front door, there's a mountain of shoes. That's how they do it. They leave the shoes at the door so they don't have to look for them.
That makes sense.
But if I go over somebody's house and I walk in and I see a whole bunch of shoes, I'll take my shoes off because I don't want to be that guy.
Nice, right?
So like, if
you just follow what the house does.
Oh,
what is
hey,
rules?
The way Leroy's feet look, but keep in mind, buddy, always wearing socks.
Gotta wear socks.
You got webs out? What do you got to do?
Normally, I wouldn't care, but now that we got the baby moving around and stuff, I don't want your mud tracking.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't do, though, is if you had me come into your house and then you had me put booties over my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? What are you, painting the house?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's too much.
That's a one-way ticket to me turning around and leaving your apartment.
I'd rather not be
What are you
here.
Doing?
People do that.
No, they don't.
People do that.
No, they don't.
Oh, absolutely.
You must be better. Take your shoes off.
I agree.
Wait, like I'm not AT&T. I'm like.
Oh, that's. I mean, but no,
I'm like,
that's sad for
no.
People do it.
I'm not putting shoe condoms on to go in your house.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
That's where he draws the line, dude. That is
yeah,
where he draws
like,
the line.
When they, like you got to get you. No.
All right.
That's too much. I'll take my shoes off. If you want, I don't have a problem with that. Right. Some people got nasty feet too, though.
That's true.
But. Shoe boots? No.
That's our show for today, everybody. Marcos, happy birthday.
Woo!
Thank
and,
you.
And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hope you mother have a good day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.